Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story does come from Krene1992, who says, "I fired a bridesmaid, and now I feel awful." And it does follow with an update. Here we go. One of my oldest friends and I have been drifting apart over the past 3 to 4 years. She's been a bit weird, to put it nicely. When my fiancé and I got engaged, she texted me and started asking me about what she was wearing as a bridesmaid, etc. The thing is, I hadn't planned on asking her, but I tend to be too nice and a bit of a pushover, so I let her join the wedding party. Yes, I realised this was my initial mess up. So, over the past year, she has become almost unbearable. She has stopped working and refuses to work at all anymore. She has self-diagnosed herself with PTSD, allegedly from being tickled too much as a child. Yeah, autism and narcolepsy, along with a slew of other things. The crazy thing is, she doesn't even have any of these things. No doctor has confirmed it, and she's switched therapists a couple of times, trying to find someone who would. She's been trying to get disability for these alleged ailments so that she never has to work again. In the meantime, she has been mooching off of her friends and family. She gets people to buy her all sorts of frivolous things. Books, lingerie, vape supplies, art supplies, a $500 treadmill. The list goes on. I've made so many excuses for her because of our history together. I could probably ignore all that craziness if she hadn't been causing wedding drama too. The dresses I selected for the bridesmaid cost $30, not $130. $30. I understand she doesn't have money due to being unemployed, but that's her choice. She has had 2 years to save for this dress. I've been gently reminding her to buy her dress over the past couple of months, since our wedding is coming up soon, but she's never got money. Honestly, I feel like if she can get someone to buy her a $500 treadmill and other expensive things, she should be able to find a way to get a $30 dress. Not to mention, she owns her own house, lots of named brand clothes, electronics, and a new Mercedes. She keeps dropping hints to the rest of the wedding party, hoping someone will pay for her. She's making everyone uncomfortable and angry. And on top of that, she's been messaging my maid of honor, who's been planning my bachelorette party, and bossing her around, telling her what is and isn't allowed at the party, etc. It's not her party. So yesterday, I had finally had enough. I told her, as politely as I could, that she was demoted. I tried to take most of the blame and told her it was based on my own anxieties and the fact that I felt guilty about adding to her stress and financial burden. Suddenly, she could magically pay for everything and wanted to buy a dress. I told her I was sorry, but I made the decision and left it at that. She's been bombarding me with texts and calls ever since, guilt-tripping me and gaslighting me relentlessly. My fiancé, the rest of the wedding party, and my family all encouraged me and thought I made the right choice. If everyone agrees that it was the right thing, then why do I feel so awful? I don't want to let her back in, but I feel terrible. As outside observers, what do you guys think? Update: she's now been harassing my maid of honor, asking for the link to buy the dress, demanding to know if she's been replaced, etc. Update 2: she has officially messaged my fiancé. But the update says, "So, I don't feel that guilty anymore. Everyone's kind comments help so much. I'm mostly just angry." She's been texting not only me, but my maid of honor relentlessly for the past 48 hours. Neither of us has been rude. We've been sugarcoating literally everything because we don't want to be mean. At one point we ignored her, but she just kept messaging. Finally, we both caved and responded. My maid of honor politely told she didn't want to be caught up in all this and backed me up 100%. She's made all this 100% about her. She doesn't care about me at all, or the fact that this is my wedding. Her messages have been hysterical ramblings about how she's heartbroken because she's never been a bridesmaid before. She begged for the link to the dress, which she can suddenly afford along with every other thing, dinners, gas, etc., which she couldn't afford before. She accused me of punishing her for being poor. I tried to explain to her that not knowing if I could count on her was stressing me out. She acted like my stress and my anxiety meant nothing. Even though I'm angry, I feel like I still can't tell her every reason she's been fired. How can you say your mooching and scamming is making you unbearable? She's obviously got some mental problems, and I don't want to be the person to push her over the edge. The longer this continues though, the more angry she makes me. She also started messaging my fiancé on top of my maid of honour. It honestly makes me mad that she's made them more uncomfortable when it's not their fight. I tried to tell her it was my decision, not theirs, but she won't stop. She's literally making me out to be a terrible person, but honestly, I've been as nice as I possibly can. Like I said, how can you tell someone that they are terrible? I thought that that focus on her inability to pay was the kinder option. But I feel like it's just made it easier for her to turn around and make me seem like a jerk and to guilt trip me. I sent her what I considered to be a final message, hoping to reiterate gently but firmly that my choice was final. Well, that final message must have really pissed her off because she blocked both me and my maid of honor on Facebook, like we were the ones bombarding her with messages. Truthfully, I was a little relieved that I didn't have to do it to her. Turns out she's been publicly talking shit about me on Facebook. I know that's nothing I can control, and I don't really care what her friends think of me, but it just makes me mad that I did my best to be kind in this shitty situation, and it somehow made it even easier for her to make me seem evil. Why have I felt guilty and bothered being nice when she's being so awful and petty? To my own amazement, I kind of want to message her something a little bit mean. She's out there spewing awful stuff about me, so why should I protect her feelings anymore? I'm overly nice and it's so out of character for me, but I kind of want to tell her that it's really shitty to take advantage of everyone you know, and to pretend to have autism, narcolepsy, PTSD, and agoraphobia, because it is. People struggle with that stuff, and to her it's just a ploy to get attention and money. She's a terrible ex-bridesmaid, a terrible friend, and frankly, a terrible person. And then OP went to say some further stuff in the comments, so they said, "As freeing as it would feel to get it off my chest, I don't really want more drama, nor do I want to have proof to back up her allegations. Even a single angry message would give her the proof that she needed, and would be immensely satisfying to her. I've seen her post screenshots of fights she had in the past. Most memorably, she got into a fight with her aunt at her grandfather's funeral, and they continued to fight afterwards via text. She's blocked her aunt and posted the entire conversation on Facebook. Her aunt was super angry in the messages. While her aunt's anger was 100% valid, it did give this girl backup or proof, so to speak. The fact that she hasn't posted a single screenshot is super telling that not even she thinks she has ground to stand on in this situation. She can say anything she wants, but screenshots are proof, good or bad. I ultimately just don't want her to have proof for her woe is me version of events. Not responding is probably detrimental to her at this point. I blocked her on all other social media and currently have no intentions of allowing her in my life." And then one person said, "I would get security for your wedding. It seems like this girl isn't going to take no for an answer and probably try to show up on the day. Be careful." To which OP replied saying, "Thank you so much, I appreciate your concern. No, but we have an ex-marine and lots of short, angry guests. Lol, in all seriousness though, security probably wouldn't be a bad idea at this point. I don't think she knows the exact location, so that helps, and none of my actual friends are going to put up with her being there. They all think I've been too soft with her, but they're not afraid to say something themselves if she does know. I've had many friends offer to escort her out. Everyone is so relieved that she isn't coming now." And I have to be totally honest, I was in two sides on this. I wasn't rooting for the person who was trying to attend the wedding or anything like that, but I did feel like there was something there. Self-diagnosis or not, it really felt like the behaviour was not quite right. Maybe it is, and maybe I'm just sheltered from the world, but it really did feel to me like this behaviour was, it's not normal behaviour. Constantly manipulating people around you. Yes, it's very shitty behaviour, by the way. Not excusing it. Mental health issues don't excuse you from being an arsehole. Constantly bombarding people with messages. Even like you've been told no, that they don't want you there anymore. You constantly keep bombarding them with messages. It just, It doesn't feel like something I would do. Not that I'm considering myself a normal person, but it did feel like something was there. But I can't blame OP for what they did. They're obviously dealing with this situation, and it sounds like that person is so exhausting to deal with. And they admitted themselves, maybe they've been a bit soft to them. Maybe to protect them, maybe to sugarcoat them for what they think they may be going through, maybe. And clearly it was not the way to deal with this person, because they just carried on until that person cut them out of their lives. But now it's talking shit about them behind their back. Do you respond to that? I don't know. I'm not sure if I would, because someone like that, they might like just unblock you on Facebook and then carry on bombarding you again, escalating things further. I mean, you can maybe correct the record with people that she's talking to, and you know, they may even know already. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. Have you ever had a friend, air quotes, like this in the past? How did you deal with that situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Story. And our next story comes from, hopefully I'm going to pronounce this one right, Hecate Plath, maybe. That's titled, Am I the Arsehole for Calling Out Sister's Boyfriend for Potentially Poisoning My Boyfriend? And it does come with an update. I, 25 female, volunteered to cook the Christmas dinner for my family yesterday. My parents are getting older, so I feel guilty sitting back whilst they did all the work. Also, we have the added complication of my partner, 32 male, being celiac. I'm used to cooking for both of us and making sure everything is safe and gluten-free. Me and my family are also veggie/vegan. My sister, 20 female, and her boyfriend, 21 male, have been dating a few months. He doesn't have a great relationship with his family, so we invited him to join us for the holidays. We'd not met him before this. So a couple of days before Christmas, my sister rang me, saying her boyfriend had been complaining about being forced to have a meat/gluten-free dinner. I told her he was more than welcome to bring something for himself, that I'd be happy to cook it for him, but asked if he could please not bring anything with gluten in, as it could make my partner really ill. Anyway, cut to yesterday, and I cooked the duck he brought first and leave it to rest. Pretty much the whole time, he was lurking over my shoulder, smirking and making comments about how it must be weird to get back on my values. How it must be weird to go back on my values. I told him that I didn't mind and that I used to cook some meat stuff for my partner before he went veggie, as long as he bought it with his own money. 10 minutes before I was about to plate up, the most stressful time, he comes back into the kitchen, says he's starving as food's taken too long, and wants to eat some of his duck. Obviously, I was a bit irritated as it was literally the worst timing, but said okay. He was about to leave the room when I saw he'd put the duck in a small baguette. I asked where he'd got it from and he said he'd brought it with him. I panicked and flew around the kitchen, cleaning up all the crumbs he'd made and throwing away any food that wasn't covered. I was so stressed out and close to tears. My partner wasn't diagnosed with celiac disease until his late 20s and his digestive system is in a bad way. His doctors have said the next gluten incident could put him in the hospital, with him possibly needing to have a stoma bag for the rest of his life. We finally sit down to dinner and my family all thank me for cooking. My sister's boyfriend chimes in, saying that he helped cook. Well, I completely lost it. I told everyone that not only did he not help, he risked spiking my partner by bringing gluten into the kitchen. Everyone was horrified, especially my sister, who had no idea he'd brought the bread. He refused to apologize and said he didn't realize what the big deal was, which resulted in him getting chewed out by my mum and dad. He ate, excused himself, and holed up in my sister's room for the rest of the night. I feel like I might be the asshole for blowing up at him in front of everyone, especially since he went home this morning telling my sister he didn't feel welcome here. So Reddit, am I the asshole? Where do these people come from, man? Imagine you're going to meet, like, your partner's family for the very first time. How'd you act in that situation? You're polite and respectful, surely. But apparently this guy, a couple of days before he's going to meet everyone who he's never met before, phones the sister and complains how he's going to have to eat a meat and gluten-free dinner. Brings his own duck, which fair enough, they said, you know, he could do. But still, I'm not sure if I would do that. I think I'd just sit down and, you know, be happy that I'm meeting this new family and eat what they provide. Be thankful for that. He rocks up in the kitchen, looking over her shoulder and saying comments like it must be weird to go back on your values. And then somehow pulls a bread roll out of his ass. I mean, what the hell? And then has the audacity to complain that, you know, he didn't feel welcome there. Of course you're not welcome there. You're being an arsehole. My brain really hurts when I think about what these people are thinking. What are you thinking at that moment? I've almost got this vision of this person just swanning around the house all day, like treating it like it's his and, you know, no respect whatsoever, just rocking up in the kitchen when someone's cooking the dinner, someone that you've only just met just recently, in some ways taking the pee out of their choices, and then, I'm lost with this person. Let's have a couple of comments before we move to the update. I don't know what this update's going to say, but hey, Lurker the Pip says, not the asshole. I have celiac disease and it's deadly serious. That boyfriend was so selfish and made some real shitty remarks. He's a jerk. Hope this showed your sister the light. And OP replies saying, thank you so much. Yes, some people have no idea how serious it is. Yeah, my sister is still really upset and said her opinion of him has changed and she's going to have to rethink their relationship. Maybe that's a hint towards the update. I don't know. Ms. Ravensoul says, not the asshole, stomas are no joke and I just lost my mum to something related to that. You're 100% not the asshole. Active Win 3656 says, not the arsehole. You were incredibly clear about gluten and baguette, so obviously he contained gluten. He knew that and did it deliberately. I also wonder if he has a bad relationship with his family because he behaves this way, or they are this way as well, and he doesn't like it, but dishes it out anyway. On top of that, he was just rude the entire time you were accommodating him and making snide comments. He clearly wasn't interested in being appreciative or accommodating. Your sister should break up with him. A deleted user says, not the arsehole, I can see why he has a bad relationship with his own family. I wouldn't have him over after that. Thank God you realized. And OP replied saying, I'm so relieved I noticed. Honestly, couldn't live with myself if I accidentally contaminated his food. Deerstalker013 says, not the arsehole, he sounds like a real jerk. No one forced him to have a gluten / meat free dinner. He accepted an invitation to a dinner at someone else's home, and that's what y'all were having. You had already gone above and beyond being accommodating by cooking his duck and have no reason to tolerate him stealing your credit for cooking the meal. I forgot about that part, especially since it sounds like him getting crumbs everywhere caused you to have to throw out food you just made. Ignoring your request not to bring gluten since it could kill your SO shows that he's incredibly disrespectful of other people. Absolutely, I forgot about the whole thing about him claiming he was cooking the meal as well. Oh my word, where'd you go with this guy, man? And one more from DM Base who says, not the arsehole, you specifically asked to not bring anything gluten into your home. You also cooked a meat dish for him, even though it's against your nutritional choices, which is more than I can say for a lot of vegans and vegetarians. He probably thought it was just a big fucking joke until you called him out on his bullshit. Now he wants to play the victim. Nope, not gonna happen here. Your partner's health comes before his hurt feelings. Given his actions, there's probably a reason why he doesn't get along with his family either. And OP replies one more time saying, we were actually at my parents' place, but they stay away from gluten anyway because they're old school hippies. Love them so much, lol. But yeah, it was super shocking as I'd never act like that in someone else's home. And now we're going to move on to that update, which was 2 months later. Hi everyone, I just wanted to give an update. Hope that's okay, admins. Thank you all so much for your support and for the awards. It was really heartwarming to see so many kind people in the comments. There's some good news and bad news. Good, that he is now my sister's ex. They had a huge blowout over the phone not long after he left, where he admitted that he thinks dietary requirements are for attention seekers, and that vegans in particular are a word I'm not comfortable associating with a group. He confessed he'd been secretly feeding my sister meat products, swapping fake meat nuggets for chicken, using meat stock instead of veg, etc. The whole relationship, and laughed that they'd not been vegetarian for the whole 5 months of their relationship. She's been veggie since birth. We were all absolutely horrified, but so glad he showed his true colours early on in the relationship. My sister is doing a lot better now, and it all transpired quite a few months ago. She was more angry than upset, and we've all banded round her. She's relieved to know that the stomach problems she had at the time, likely down to unfamiliar foods being introduced into the diet, rather than a medical problem. She was worried she might have early onset celiac after comparing her symptoms to my partner. She had no digestive issues since they broke up, so go figure. For those asking why isn't close to his family, it seems as though the arsehole doesn't fall far from the tree, as his parents sound pretty horrible, which is one of the reasons we all felt sorry for him initially. Anyway, thank you all so much. I never understand that mentality. You know, I didn't understand his mentality before, the way he treats someone else's house like his own like that, and the way he treated those people around him. But what is with the obsession of someone else's diet? Why is it so offensive to you that you need to try to change it yourself because you think they're attention seekers? Why do you think that's your place? And then going about secretly feeding someone else meat products when they're veggie, giving them stomach issues down the road, giving them stomach issues like they were suffering, making them question their own medical health. That is just crazy behavior to me. But what do you guys make of this one? And I know it's not the first time we've seen this either in this subreddit. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the channel, your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I want you to know that. I know I tell you every time, but I can't help but tell you. My mum always said, if you're thankful for something, let them know. So I've got to let you know every time. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.